Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey everybody, and welcome to
Belief It
or Not,
the show where we believe it
or does one
or don't we
or Diddy Kong Racing. Diddy Kong Racing.
That's right.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about the other Diddy right now. I don't know why I started saying that.
Oh, jeez whiz. Yeah, nah.
So what's new, Damien?
What other Diddy? Never mind.
Yeah.
Forget I said not much, you know?
You went on a European vacation?
I guess that's true. I did do that.
Yeah?
Nice. I went to Germany in Italy.
Ooh.
Yeah, where the Pope lives.
How is the Pope?
He's good.
Yeah.
He sends his regards.
He would.
Yeah. Only regards, though. No love.
No love, just regards.
No love, just regards. Yeah. He's trying to keep things... Listen, the Vatican, they're trying a new thing where they're like, listen, we can't love because we've gotten some problems and some trouble with our love. So we're only given regards now.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Do they say that God is love?
Yeah.
So now they had to change it to God is regards.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Lord sends his regards.
I picture God now as like that alien species in Futurama that was neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Like the, tell my wife I said... Hello.
I think that'd be great if the Lord sent his regards to me.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. I would really appreciate it.
Be better than his wrath.
That's true.
So, I had a pretty
wrath
good
of
month
Khan?
Myself
oh.
since we last... Oh, Wrath of Khan, that's a good Star Trek movie.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I've seen that.
Right.
No
Star Wars, though.
No.
Wow. You had a good month.
Yeah, it's pretty good. This last week, I my brother and my sister-in-law were in town for my niece's final dance.
I remember you were talking about that, and you weren't sure if they were going to be a part of it. Were they a part of it?
Yes, they were. And they
made
amazing,
it.
Amazing, and it
wonderful.
Was fantastic.
Glad to hear that.
She did such a good job. It was, yeah, it was a really good show. I'm not really a guy who goes to a lot of dance programs, especially like...
No?
Yeah, no.
You should.
Maybe.
Okay.
I think it'd be weird just to show up to a graduation finale if I didn't know anyone in the show, but...
Right. A graduation show might be strange, but like, I'm sure there's other shows you could go to.
Yeah, like a ballet.
Yeah, ballet.
I, at one point during the intermission, I'm like...
Tap?
I thought this was supposed to be the Bears and the Little Cars.
So, you mean it's not?
It's not.
What the hell?
Yeah, nope.
Wow.
I also guess what I did this month.
You finally got that cheese out of the fridge.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did a full clean of my fridge this month. That is true.
Okay.
I cleaned
it. I called it.
A deep clean of my fridge.
Now you finally got that soy sauce out of there. Right?
I got all the soy sauce out and from under it.
Yes.
I moved it and cleaned up all the soy sauce from under the fridge and the stove.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're on fire.
I am on fire. But also, I started going back to therapy.
Oh, great.
I started doing therapy again.
Wonderful.
And that's been good.
Nice.
As Kelly Kapoor puts it on The Office, you pay them, and you have to, and they have to listen to you talk for an hour straight.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, since you quit drinking, you can't go to a bar anymore
true.
And do that. That's what...
It's true. What am I going to do? Sit there with like a virgin pina colada?
Yeah, I feel like bartenders have less patience for some guy drinking a ginger ale.
Than That's true. Yeah.
And they do the guy pounding back pints all night.
Oh, that just reminds me of, have you seen Baby Reindeer yet?
Baby Reindeer?
Yeah, on Netflix?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't have Netflix.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Netflix. Maybe if you want to send me a free trial for a year, I'll I'll get back on that.
Yeah.
So if you're listening.
So, but annoying people can just get non-alcoholic drinks.
They're allowed, yeah.
They're allowed, yeah.
They're allowed.
But that show is triggering.
Is it?
For me. Probably for anyone, but it was very... There's a few things in the show that are very reminiscent of things that have happened to me.
And oh, okay.
It's very hard. I haven't finished it yet because I was like, okay, I'm done.
Mm.
But people are liking it, so...
What is this show about?
A stalker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's,
I see.
Yeah, a stalker and then like... Kind of that, and sexual assault, and yeah, it's a whole thing.
Right.
It's, it's good. It's a good show, but it's a rough one to get through.
Okay.
But we're not here to talk about Netflix's hit new shows.
Yeah, but they're not even paying us yet.
Yeah. But, well, let's talk about what's happening in Christians.
What are they doing?
In the world. What are they doing? What are the Christians up to? Or just religious people, I
what
guess.
What are the we guys who like Christ up to?
Yeah, what are the guys who like the some sort of God figure
Why
up to?
Why don't they call them that, the guys who like Christ?
Yeah. It's a good question. I'll call my guy.
Yeah.
You know Mark Driscoll?
I've heard the name.
Yeah.
Like the fruit company?
Exactly.
Is it actually?
No.
Oh.
But I figured you'd bring that up.
Oh.
And I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You've been eating too much fruit.
Too many berries.
Too many berries. But no. Mark Driscoll was at a men's conference. He loves men.
Oh.
He loves men, manly men.
You know what's funny about like a men's conference? Because it's definitely people who are very heteronormative and probably homophobic.
Yeah.
But a men's conference kind of sounds a little, you know.
Yeah. I met a family member.
What I mean?
Yeah.
You know what
a family
I mean?
Member of mine was in Toronto for a men's conference and he wanted to go for coffee afterwards. Uh-huh. And so I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then I went and I met him at the church.
Yeah.
When everybody was coming out of this men's conference.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's pumped about the Lord and
real
and
sausage
men.
Fest.
Real sausage fest. Went out for dinner with them afterwards. I ended up going with like a group of his friends from his church.
Yeah.
One of them's a effing cop.
Okay.
And they were the worst. They had the worst takes on
Oh, I'm sure
everything.
They did. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Like the one guy's like, oh yeah, that table over there, it's just one guy with 10 girls, lucky guy. And then someone else like, well, I think he might be a little... And whoa. I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm never meeting a group of people at a church again.
Right, right.
But Mark Driscoll was speaking at one of these events, or he was the guest speaker at an event this past month, a couple weeks ago, and somebody came on as the opening act. They usually do like an entertainment thing at the beginning of these events, and they've done like monster truck stuff before, I guess, or like different performances. But this one was a swordswallower, mm-hmm. and he did an aerial show where he was on a pole and did like a thing, and then he like swallowed a sword, and at one point he took his shirt off. Mark was very, very upset about this.
Mm.
Let's watch his response, and you'll hear the pastor who's running the show call him out and tell him to get off the stage. So let's
call him out and tell him to get off the stage.
Oh yeah, forgot about headphones.
That's okay. I was just.
The Jezebel spirit opened our event. This is a rebuke and a correction of no one. This is an observation. Before the word of God was open, there was a platform. It was a high place. On it was a pole. The same thing that's used in a strip club for women. You have the Jezebel spirit.
As if there's no male strippers ever.
Who ripped his shirt off like a woman does in front of a pole. At a strip club. That man then ascended. And Jesus Christ, okay, Pastor John, I'll receive that. Thank you.
If Mark wanted to say that, he should have said it to me first. He's out of line.
Okay, yeah.
So he called the other guy out, saying, like, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that. And he's also since demanded an apology from Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a really good post. I think it was, who was it? I'll share the link. But she's like, yeah, the people in Seattle have been waiting for an apology from him for like 15 years. So wait in line, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, because he was a pastor there and was a sexist piece of shit there. And yeah, so like Asherah pole is one of the things he brought up. Because that was something in the Bible where people had poles to Asherah, which was Yahweh's wife. And so when monotheism came along and they're
Yahweh was married to a pole?
They had poles to like honor Asherah
for some reason. I thought it was like, what is it like the Festivus pole? Is
that it's like the Festivus pole. But it's like, Mark, just because there's a pole here and there was a pole in the Bible doesn't mean that they're associated.
Right.
Also, like, yeah, it's a cringe show. Actually, well, I mean, it wasn't that cringe. He was pretty talented, it looks like, but it doesn't really make sense for that conference.
It's just a performance.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether you liked it or not is, like, whatever. But, I mean, at the same time, it's also like, why are you so fragile and afraid of this stuff that has... no sexual connotation to it, but immediately that's where you're going.
Do you think it moved?
The pole?
No, him.
Oh.
His pole.
The pole.
Yeah.
Probably.
Could be like, maybe. Oh, that's a sin. It's not my sin. It's that guy's sin.
It always seems to be the first instinct of these guys for some reason. I don't know what this fragility or what this insecurity is, but it's really wild. I mean, even we've got called out a few times. We had that comment once where they said that we looked that. What were we like?
Oh yeah, that was a recent one.
What was it?
I don't want to listen to this sassy gay couple.
Right. Yeah. It's like, okay.
All right, then don't.
Sure, don't. Yeah. Are you like trying to like make us feel bad?
Yeah.
I don't care.
I wish I could be a sassy gay man.
Yeah, no kidding.
And now I'm just a sassy ace man.
But it can't even be gay. I have to be ace. But it's like, why is this such an offense?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I love too that he's talking about how it's like women strip. Like he's never heard of a male stripper before.
Yeah.
It's like,
I guess he hates women strippers too, apparently.
Yeah.
Based on
he does.
Or maybe he's just saying that only women should be strippers.
Yeah. Well,
I kind of lost. What was the message? He doesn't like them, or he thinks only women should be strippers?
That's a good question. No, he's talked before. He had a classic sermon about how...
Loving strippers?
If you ever go to a sermon... If you ever go to a strip club, just look at the woman and say, oh, did her dad abuse her? Did her uncle abuse her?
Oh.
Yeah, it's really... He's a
Did his pastor abuse him?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he didn't grow up a Christian, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then...
What did he grow up as?
Just like a regular.
Oh, okay. And then he doubled down
because he married a pastor's daughter.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, so to get daddy's attention. So yeah, maybe he's the one with father issues.
That's what it maybe is. I don't know. It also feels like he realized he could monetize it and make something. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But. Exactly.
That's what it seems like.
Well,
what the truth is, I don't know.
He's a giant misogynist.
Yeah.
So, like, just like super sexist.
Mm-hmm.
And
he doesn't like strippers?
And he doesn't like strippers.
Okay.
And so this is like a perfect job for him, I guess. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. It's definitely a place where you can have a lot of hate speech and a good amount of people will agree with you.
Yeah. You know what they say.
Yeah. Not all pastors.
Not all pastors. Do you know Ron DeSantis?
Yeah.
What is Donnie call him? Ron DeSanctimonious. Meatball Ron is probably my favorite.
Meatball? Was he eating meatballs once? Is that why he calls him?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is it a racial thing?
Is he Italian?
I don't know.
Is or Swedish? Those are the only two meatballs I can think of.
Yeah. The Dutch people, we make a pretty good meatball soup.
Mm.
Yeah.
I have heard of that.
Yeah, it's very tasty. So when he's not worried about his high heels, Ron DeSantis is worried about making it a Christian... I was going to say a Christian nation, but I guess a Christian state... Because he's definitely not going to be president anytime soon, so he's worried about making sure that Florida is a Christian place. And so recently they've passed a bill that chaplains can volunteer to hang out with kids in public schools.
What?
Yeah. So they passed a bill that that allows for they'd have counseling like. Pastors to set up like counseling services and a church like kind of area in schools in public schools. So anybody from any religion can apply. So this is a quote he said: "No one's being forced to do anything, but to exclude religious groups from campus, that is discrimination. You're basically saying that God has no place, and that is wrong."
In a public school setting.
In a public school setting,
they do not.
Yeah.
Nope. You know where they do have a place? The church.
Yeah. Exactly.
You already have a place for them.
Yeah.
They don't need to be in the school.
They do not need to be in your effing school. And he went a step further, though, because he's like, oh, yeah, any religion can apply. They just have to do a background check and stuff. But he did say that Satanists will be excluded.
Oh.
Whoopsie.
Okay. That's not good.
So somebody is going to get sued. So,
good.
Yep.
Good.
So, and that's exactly the point of the Satanic Temple when they do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is they're showing that, like,
the hypocrisy
of it. Because if you don't, like, I don't want my kids learning about some, like, your religion and being indoctrinated into your religion if I had kids.
Well, that's the thing. It's not about the freedom of the religion. It's about making sure that their religion is front and center.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
All it is.
That's all it is.
Again, if it was actually advocating for like a freedom of speech and choice or whatever, that'd be a different story. But that's not what it is. It's a very thinly veiled attempt to just bring Christian doctrine into a public school setting.
100%. And like when they were debating it on the House floor, one of the Democrats was like, showing the qualifications to be a school counselor. Yeah. And like you have to have a PhD or a master's or whatever. And they're like, are you going to require that? There's nothing in the bill about requirement, but it's like, no, they just have to be in a religious institution and that institution has to like say they're cool and that's it.
That's what I always find hilarious about like pastors trying to give like advice like that.
Yeah.
No qualifications whatsoever. But that's, isn't there like a lot of Christian groups where when you get married, you have to like take marriage counseling with the pastor? What qualifications does this person have?
Barely any. None. They probably took like Psych 101 and a counseling class.
Are they, most of them, like, are they even allowed to have relationships?
In those ones, yeah.
In those ones,
not the priests, though. Priests do marriage counseling, too, and they're
That's
not
allowed.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. You're not allowed to have
a
relationship, and you're giving relationship advice. I mean, I think it kind of, you know, it would really help to have, like, some firsthand experience with that if you're going to try and, you know, dictate how other people are doing it.
Yeah. I remember, like, my friend, I've told this story on the podcast before, but my friend went to a Christian marriage counseling because they had to in order to get married at this church.
It's insane.
And the pastor was like, two things we aren't going to talk about here, you have to figure that out on your own, is money and sex.
Oh, so the only two things that, you know, people break up for most of the time.
That's and that's how their marriage ended.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, the two most common problems.
Yeah.
So what do they talk about?
God being the center of your relationship, probably. They had like the triangle where it's like, like God here, and then you're here, and then you're, and then it's
like the food pyramid,
but with God.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, somebody's going to take that. Someone's going to screenshot that and say that I'm a cult.
Right,
I'm in the Illuminati.
God, grains and meats.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, you got fruits and vegetables, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. The God's shoe. It's actually God's shoe.
Shoe. I was going to say, it's funny trying to make Florida a Christian state when it's already a hellhole.
Yeah, exactly. It's
I'm
not
sorry,
a hellhole.
Sorry to anyone in Florida. It's a lovely place.
I'm
too
sure
many gators, though.
Yeah. Is that true? Too many.
Yeah, too
I
many
think
gators.
It's just enough.
Okay, well, didn't realize you were a gator apologist.
There's Malaysia, the shoe company has apologized because they released a shoe and the logo resembled the Arabic word for God.
Okay.
And people were quite upset about it. Let's see, do we have a picture of the logo? No, probably not available. I mean, we see stuff like that here with like when people get upset that their total comes to 666 their license plate says 666 or whatever. People get upset. There is stuff like that here, but I find, even when, the Toronto company, Sweet Jesus tried to release in the States, people were upset about it. So it does happen in Christian, but I think this happens probably more in Muslim countries, but I don't know. It's tough.
There definitely seems to be more of an aggressive approach to it when it happens.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just thinking of some previous news stories that we've seen.
Yeah. I wonder, too, like... it happened before in Malaysia with Alice Socks. That they were upset with in Malaysia. So...
And you can buy socks with Jesus on them now.
That's true.
And the Christians.
And the problem is they're the most comfortable socks.
That's true. Yeah. You could walk on water with those bad boys.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was watching a thing about how Romans traditionally would wear socks with sandals.
Yeah.
And like in Jesus's day. So Jesus, like he grew up. He lived in a Roman occupied territory.
So he probably wore socks and sandals?
Jesus could have been kind of German.
Maybe. Do you think he wore like ones that like tied on or did he just have like slip-ons?
It depends if he was like just...
You know, like he's like a gym bro. He just had like black Adidas slip-ons with like big high like tube socks. He wore like gray gym shorts and a hoodie.
Yeah, maybe. Are you a sandal guy?
Not really.
No, me neither.
No,
I
do like flip flops every once in a while, but I kind of haven't really worn them much in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And I hate Birkenstocks. They gross me out.
I don't know. I have very beautiful feet. Don't get me wrong. You can check out my OnlyFans. But like, I don't like walking around with my feet exposed.
Especially in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of gross.
It is.
I'd rather just wear shoes. Yeah. More comfortable.
More comfortable for sure.
Yeah.
Do you like, when you think of unhoused people, mm-hmm. do you get upset that they exist?
I mean, I get upset that they exist in our society because of how our society works.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
But not at them specifically.
Yeah. A Christian ministry has urged the Supreme Court to criminalize homelessness.
That'll solve the problem.
That'll solve the problem.
Well, I guess it'll give them a place to stay if they're in jail.
Yeah, that's awful. Yeah, exactly. So it's been shown over and over again that the solution to people not having homes is to get them homes.
Yeah.
And the solution to poverty is to get money in people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
But...
I don't want to criticize this person too much, but saying that homelessness should be criminal doesn't seem very Christian to me.
No. So the case involves Grant Pass, Oregon,
mm-hmm.
Where there are more homeless people than beds and shelters, and city leaders have chosen to address the problem not by, this is from Friendly Atheist, by the way, not by building affordable housing or additional shelters, but rather by fining people hundreds of dollars for using blankets, pillows, or cardboard boxes on the streets. So all that does is...
Where are you fining these people? Like, they don't have... the money to pay for these
exactly.
things.
You're just creating more debt for these people. But more reason that they won't be able to get financially stable in the future because it just ruins their credit even more. And like,
but that's what they want, though. That's what the Christian leaders want. They want to keep people poor. They want to keep them impoverished and stupid.
Yeah,
and that's all this is doing. It's limiting them with the resources in order for them to survive. Did you actually see this article? This is making me think about that billionaire who, like, gave his money away and then did the things like anyone can, like, build up back from nothing, and then he ended up having to quit because he got sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what this feels like, where it's kind of just showing, it's just like, when people don't have those resources, they don't have that support system, and they don't have money or housing or access to food and clean water and all this stuff, it just puts them in this cycle where they can't get out of it.
Yeah.
And all this is doing is reinforcing that.
Yeah.
And it's pushing disadvantaged people further down so that, I don't know, nice people don't have to look at them when they go on a walk or something, I guess.
That's exactly what they
don't have to acknowledge
it. It's to stop
it.
People from feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah. Is that, oh, I don't want to feel bad that, you know, I inherited a bunch of money from my grandparents.
Yeah. Like, what's the show? Have you seen the show Upload?
No.
It's like set in like the near future kind of thing. And their solution to homelessness, because it's like kind of a dystopian mm-hmm. future where like corporations are really like leaders, kind of like they are now. But their solution to homelessness is they create invisibility blankets. So invisibility tents, so that you live in this tent, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like such a good example of like what people want. They don't actually want to help these people who mm-hmm. need help. They want them out of their mind.
Why don't they make a law that the churches have to bring these homeless people in and shelter them and help them get on their feet?
Yeah. And a lot of
cases, I feel like that would be a much more Christian thing to do.
Yeah.
And a much better thing, right? You know, you have all these tax exempt organizations and buildings that are supposed to be there to help the community, right?
Yeah.
Like, is that not what the church is there for? To help the community and save people, right?
That's what they say. Yeah.
So why don't they put their money where their mouth is and try and help the most disadvantaged people who didn't Christ help the poor and the impoverished
and
the homeless?
Yeah, and that's what he taught.
Like, I'm just starting to read this now. And I feel like I have a better understanding of it than these religious leaders do.
Than these jabronis. I think there was a church recently that got fined for letting homeless people sleep in the church.
Who fined them?
The city council or whatever.
What?
Because it's like against an ordinance that like you have to have a license to let people stay in your place or whatever. Like, so they were trying to do the right thing. It's like in Dallas with Food Not Bombs. If you don't know, Food Not Bombs are great. It's one of the charities that I I'm a really good person. I give them money. But no, it's it's a really good organization. But in Dallas, they were getting like fines every time they fed people. Yeah. And it was just like a lot of their donations were having to go for the fines. And I think they just won recently that they beat the government or whatever on that
one. It's so insane. Like, that's the thing too. Like, so many corporations and stuff or like stores won't let you give food away at the end of the night when it's just going to get thrown out. Yeah. Right. And there's like grocery stores that will purposely spoil or, you know, ruin food before they throw it out. So homeless people don't eat it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Like, I think their argument, I think, is a liability thing, which is such horseshit.
Yeah, it's... And in Ontario, like, I know it's different every... Like, some places you can get in trouble, but in Ontario, there are laws protecting restaurants from... If they give food away, they can't get sued.
Yes.
So, and there are laws... in the whole point is to make it so that you're not throwing all your food out at the end of the night. So, yeah, when I worked at restaurants, I would always give out the leftovers to, like, Tent Village and stuff.
But I've definitely heard stories of people that I know who said that they've tried to give it away and their management told them they're not allowed to.
Yeah.
And they just throw it away. And they're not even allowing their own employees to take the food. Yeah. They're just like, just throw it out.
Yeah.
It's which ridiculous. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's so wild. It's just like, why wouldn't you? It's going to be waste.
Yeah.
So why not give it to somebody who could use it or who needs it?
Exactly. Yeah. Because I had it where on my walk home, there was a shelter. Mm-hmm. So when I worked at the coffee shop, all the muffins and pastries from that day,
you get the things at the end of the night.
And, yeah.
Or you'd probably walk into a few people and you're like, hey, would you like some? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there's managers who just won't let that happen. There's there's stores. Yeah, they'll put it in. They not only put it in the dumpster in the back, but they lock up the dumpster so you can't go in
there. You can't get in there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And the best seafood is in the dumpster behind the seafood
restaurant. That's true. It's cheaper there, too.
It's cheaper, way cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Outside the marinara.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you like, what's your opinion on racism?
Not a fan.
Not a fan. So there's this pastor name of Shane Vaughn. And he was talking about the Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. And I was going to play this clip. I'll just say what he said in it because it's awful. And then we'll play a clip he did recently. So he was talking about her and he kept referring to her as Judge Jumanji. And then... There's
more to that.
Yeah. And then he added... Judge Jumanji Jungle Lips.
Holy
and
fuck.
He said her opinions were from the jungle. So he's a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
He then later apologized and said it was misunderstood. He didn't mean it as a racial thing.
Then what did you mean it as?
Exactly.
You don't call someone Judge Jumanji Jungle Lips and not mean it racially.
Exactly.
Racially.
And, It's so frustrating because, like, I'm working on this video now, and our favorite pastor, John MacArthur, he calls being anti-racism and anti-white supremacist. Because, well, he's talking about how people say that the church is anti-racist, or the church is racist and white supremacist. And he's like, everything from the woke handbook. And it's like, so you're saying that being against racism and white supremacy is woke?
Yeah.
And you're anti-woke.
And that's bad.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, but this, yeah.
So, this is more buzzwords,
yeah,
right?
So
and then
many
people hear that, and they're like, oh, yeah, woke is bad, so whatever you say is right. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you need to have a little critical thinking.
Yeah.
In this.
Yeah. Maybe just inject some critical thinking into you. And then recently, he was going to talk about something that a news reporter said.
Now, y'all got to watch this little, I got to watch my mouth here, because when I talk about... I can talk about anybody unless they black. Okay. Y'all got to watch this. Don't call it no jungle bonnet. Let's see. Y'all got to watch this. Let's go with the wig. How about that? Y'all watch this blonde wig head. Y'all got to watch this. Now, I can't talk about them like that because I get in trouble. Let me see. You can talk about anybody in the world. But anyway, they can talk about me all day long. They can call me. Look, they can still frame my face where, you know, like, you know, you can do anything you want to a white man. Anything you want to. But you can't say nothing. That's why they're driving me crazy talking about Trump needs to choose a woman as his vice president or a black man as his vice president. I'm like, why? Says who? Where did y'all get that malarkey? Why not choose the best person for the job? Anyway, y'all listen to...
You think that the best person for the job is an old white man? Because I don't think the old white men have been doing that great.
No. Not at all.
So, yeah, he called her... I don't know if anybody missed that, but he called her... he said, don't call her a jungle bunny.
You see how he tried to get around calling her that by saying that he wasn't going to call her that. But by doing that, he's very strongly implying that he's calling her that.
Yeah.
So it just seems like he's saying, like, it's like, I'm not racist, but...
Yeah, it's a total I'm not racist, but...
That's all that was.
And
what
then
a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a piece of garbage.
Holy shit. Wow.
Yeah.
The fact that, too, like, he's going and putting this online.
Yeah.
And, like, there's nothing wrong with this.
Yeah.
This is here forever, and you can see that I'm a piece of shit. But he has people who are watching him and are agreeing with him for, I don't even know what he's arguing here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he didn't really get into the full argument.
Like, with the context of what that was, exactly.
Yeah. But then, yeah, and then it's...
Not that it matters, but...
Yeah, and that whole DEI debate this month has been so stupid. I mean, it's been going on forever, but it really, like, amped up with the bridge collapse.
Yeah.
And what is it? Diversity, equality, and equity? I don't know. But people are awful. Because that's the assumption. Like, the assumption isn't that, oh, yeah, they're not finding the best person for the job. The assumption is that... a black person or like a person of color or a woman can't be the best person for the job. That's the problem is for so long people just assume that these people can't be the best person for the job. And we're saying, maybe they are. And there's other reasons why you're overlooking
for sure.
it. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how many things you see where it's just like, I applied for a job with my like white English sounding name and got offers. But when I applied with my, wherever I'm from name, I was rejected kind of thing, right? There's so many inherent biases and internalized racism in these job markets that's kind of what a lot of these things are trying to do. They're trying to course correct a little bit and try and bring a little bit more equity to it.
Yeah.
And again, that's back to the thing where when people who have experienced privilege experience equality and equity, to them it seems like oppression.
Yeah.
When... it's fucking not.
Yeah.
It's like you think that you and your billionaire buddies and all these old fucking rich white dudes are losing out on jobs because they're hiring some minorities? You're not.
No.
So like chill the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like too, like how people are always like, these immigrants, they come in. People blame immigration for everything.
Yeah, but I knew it was the immigrants. Even when it was the bears, I knew it was them.
Yeah. Where it's like, they're taking our jobs and they're all on welfare. It's like, which is it?
Yeah. Are they working or are they on welfare?
Yeah.
Which, the whole welfare thing is another fucking load of horse shit.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as people complaining about minimum wage going up. It's so much of this stuff where it's very clearly... people with money just trying to make the poor people fight each other.
Yeah, there was this article
for no reason.
About a place in California that had to close because mm-hmm. they raised the minimum wage to $20 yeah. an hour. And it's like, well, if you have to close because the only way you can stay mm-hmm. open is by paying people poverty yeah. wages,
yeah.
then maybe there's something wrong with your business plan.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be open anyway. Mm-hmm.
I always find it hilarious, too, that it's like, oh, we shouldn't be giving these people fucking welfare. They shouldn't be on the, they're just gaming the system. It's like, you think these people are gaming the system? They're getting what? Maybe like between a couple hundred to like a maybe $1,000 or $2,000 a month. How about every fucking corporation?
Yeah.
Every rich white dude in your country. How yeah. many millions or billions of dollars are these people stealing from you? Wage theft is one of the largest things in like they steal so much money yep. from their employees.
Yep. Oh,
every
yeah.
day.
Well, yeah. It's
and
like,
you're complaining about someone impoverished or someone who can't work getting maybe a couple hundred dollars every few months.
Like, yeah,
it's insane the thing that we're arguing about.
Yeah, it's awful. And it's like that thing where like if you were to take $40 from the till, your boss would call the cops.
Yeah, if they take $400 million from shareholders,
yeah.
slap on the wrist, they move on to a different company and do it all over again.
Exactly.
You have golden parachutes for when they tank a company and then they make millions of dollars on the way out.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Get rid of their golden parachutes, put them in a golden shower.
We shouldn't, golden shower them. And we shouldn't have billionaires. We should.
Yeah, I agree. Eat no more them. Billionaires.
Grind them up, make them into dog food.
And
figuratively.
Yeah, figuratively, but
maybe literally. Well, I don't want to get the dog sick, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last thought.
Maybe bad dogs.
Yeah.
Bad dog food for bad dogs.
So this one's not about religion, but I feel like, and this is just something that I don't have on my list, I just thought of it. Not about religion, but
yeah.
thought it'd be interesting to talk about. So there's this trend where people are asking women if they would rather be stuck in the woods, in the forest, with a bear or a man. Random bear, random man. Which one would you rather be stuck in the forest with?
Okay.
And women are overwhelmingly saying the bear. They would rather be stuck in the forest with the bear. People, like men, are getting so angry, just so, so upset. And it's interesting. Like, I think part of the thing is maybe you should get upset. Like, maybe you should have a reaction to that because men have been pretty shitty.
Right.
And representing you in this shitty, shitty way.
Counterpoint.
Yes.
Bears can smell your menstrual products.
That's true.
Or something like that, right? That's what they always say?
Yeah. Oh, great. Now we're going to have bears in the newsroom.
I don't think a random guy is going to be able to sniff you out like that.
I don't know. I've met some creepy
That's
smelling
never, like never
guys who like...
All right. This took a really bad turn. I'm sorry I brought this up. Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I think...
Maybe instead of getting mad at people saying this, you should get mad at why people are saying this.
Exactly. Yeah. Like one guy, he's like, I saw this TikTok where the person's responding to it, and he's like, well, what I want to do when I hear that is take all these girls, he said girls instead of women, and pick them up and drop them in a bear cage in a zoo. And someone's like, so your immediate reaction... to this is a violent one.
Yeah. Like, it's what it seems
that's
like.
Kind of telling.
I mean, I don't want to be in the woods with these guys either.
Yeah. It's true. I don't want to be in the woods. Got to buy special shoes for that.
Mm-hmm.
I
would say, like, let's look at the statistics about how many women are killed by bears versus
by men. And it's, exactly. One time my friends asked me to go to a picnic with them.
Mm-hmm.
It was a group of people. And I said, yeah, I'd love to go. They didn't tell me it was a hike up a mountain to a picnic. And this is in Alberta. These are mountains.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't the biggest mountain. It was probably just a foothill. But still, like, I didn't wear proper footwear.
Yeah.
I wore...
Your Vans?
My Vans! And my foot hurt for, I would say, 3 months afterwards. Until... So I'm at work, and I step up on a step, and I hear a crunch. And then my foot stopped hurting after that. So any doctors in the audience, tell me what happened. So we're going to move on. Should we thank our patrons?
Yeah, let's thank our patrons.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, patrons. We're just going to do the compliment thing this time.
But hey, patrons.
Hey. But we'll put up a poll on Patreon to see what's the best way to show our appreciation
How
to you.
How do you want to be loved?
Because we love you.
Because a good lover listens. Right?
Right. Yeah, right. No, it's true.
I'm sorry for saying that.
But for now, I just want a huge thank you to Caitlin, Tia, Dustin, Lasagna Monger, Laura, Sharon Montressor, Oz the Boss, Moon Woman Studios, Jennifer, and Recovering MK. Wow. Oh, Missionary Kid. Woo.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's what that is.
Oh, I thought it was Mortal Kombat.
Mm. And well,
you don't recover from Mortal Kombat, though.
You could.
I guess if you win.
Yeah, and if you take one of those healing potions, I've never played the game.
I guess we should compliment our our big monthlies.
Yeah.
So I guess first one for Jazzy Cat. Oh, man. Cutting a rug, that Jazzy Cat, you know? Can't wait to hear what they're dootin' on that upright bass, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to hear what they're playing.
Oh. You know, I hear they used to play with Roy Donk.
Yeah.
Paul Bufano! I just want to just mention that Courtney is so kind that you can hear and smell the kindness from across the city.
Yeah.
And it's like a homing beacon where it's like, oh, there's kindness in the air. Yeah. And you follow it like, but it's like those cartoons that they float when they smell pie. But it's like you just know there's a kindness machine out there. And kindness machine is a person.
And I just want to say something to Biker Nurse Ratchet. I want to thank you for your service as a nurse, not only to people, but to bikes as well. You're showing your love to both man and machine.
And
I feel like in this day and age, that's what it's all about.
That's what it is all about.
Man, woman, and everything in between.
Yeah.
Machine, and I guess dogs.
And dogs. And finally, Alex. Alex is so smart.
Oh, the smartest.
You know when people have brain teasers that are really tough?
Yeah, they're not even teasing you.
They're not even teasing Alex. Alex answers before the sentence is out of their mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
And knows exact. Like, Alex has such a big brain.
It's like...
Yeah, and it's all... It's like they use Time Lord technology to keep such a huge brain inside.
And it doesn't even make your head look big either. Exactly. That's what's amazing about it.
That's what's amazing about it.
Wow.
Thank you all so, so much.
Thank you. And like we said, let us know what's the best way that we can thank you out there in patron land.
Should we read some Bibles?
We should.
What is this, Bible study?
Bible learning.
Is that from the Bible?
Don't do it. That's in the Bible.
The only lies worth believing are the ones in the Bible.
In the Bible.
The Bible? Ew.
We should read some Bibles. Trevor, I got my copy of the Bible.
Yes.
This is the Revised Standard Version from the American Bible Society. I got it at a Value Village. Someone wrote $3 in this. I think I paid $7 for it, actually.
Value Village is going insane with their pricing right
I know. They're kind of all over the place. Yeah. For those who don't know, Value Village is... a secondhand, like, thrift store kind of place.
Yeah, like a Goodwill kind of.
Yeah. Where everyone always made it seem like it was like a charity organization, but it's not. It's a for-profit company.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where I got this.
Mm-hmm.
But today, we're continuing on the track of Genesis, because, I mean,
why the hell
starting
not,
at the
right?
beginning and going through it, right? So I believe I went from Genesis 4 up to... I just did a bit just before... Noah's ark.
Okay.
And I think I was talking to you beforehand. I think I'm going to have to just start like going through a bunch of stuff and just like highlighting some things rather than going bit by bit, because this is going to take me a long ass time to get through it. Because I've been doing, I've just been kind of going through and summarizing what I'm seeing and being confused by it. So, you know, as we left off with Adam and Eve, we're getting into Genesis 4 with Cain and Abel.
Cain and Abel, stuff,
right? Yeah. So it starts off strong. Adam and Eve having sex.
Hell yeah. I'm like,
yeah, baby, that's what we want to see.
Yeah.
But what I found was really funny is Eve is like, with God's help, I brought forth a man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, with God's help, didn't he just kick you out of heaven and make childbirth horrible and painful? And you're like,
exactly.
Thank God you didn't have a daughter, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, he just banished them. Like, what the hell? So then they have the two kids. They have Cain and Abel. Abel with the flocks, Cain with the soil, right?
Right.
I found it really funny that this whole thing is just like, they have all this stuff, and then Cain gets the crops and brings it to God. He's like, here's my offering of like fruits and vegetables. And Abel's like, I'm just going to kill a bunch of baby animals and give you the fat. And then God's like, love the fat, hate the fruits. And that makes Cain mad. And then God's like, what's your fucking problem, boy? What's your problem, bitch?
Yeah.
Are you mad because I didn't like your fruit? And he's just like, yeah, I'm upset. Why are you mad at me? And then he's just like, you need to be good. Otherwise, you're going to fall into sin.
Yeah.
I don't... Why was God mad at Cain there?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's crazy to me that, like, immediately sacrifice is the thing that we're supposed to do, like, and immediately God's very particular about his taste. Like, he's like those guys who like hate vegans. Like, not only are they not vegan, but they hate vegans.
It was very like abusive boyfriend gaslighting, though, where it's just like, where he's just like, oh, I don't like your gift. And then the next thing he gets mad because he didn't like his gift. Then he's like, what's your problem?
Yeah.
Why are you mad?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be upset. You need to rule over your feelings.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Exactly. Yeah.
But I have these feelings because you were rude about my gift.
Yeah. Well, he did tell God to eat the receipt.
Did he?
To eat the gift receipt if he didn't.
Oh, yeah. I did. I missed that part, actually. I must have been a different translation.
Yeah.
Sorry. So then, major overreaction. Cain lures his brother into a field and kills him.
Yeah.
What?
A little bit overreaction.
Listen, I've had disagreements with my siblings.
Yeah.
I've never lured them into a field and killed them. Yet.
I can't really comment on that.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Whether I have or not. No, one time, though, I did. So I got in a fight with my brother, and we were in a canoe, and I got so mad at him that, like, so we get to the shore, and he's really mad, and he jumps out and runs away, so I have to pull in the canoe myself.
Yeah.
And then I just chase after him, tap him to the ground, and start choking him, yelling, go to hell, go to hell. So I had a bit of a Cain and Abel kind of thing.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. I'm on meds now.
Okay. Maybe that was Cain's problem. He wasn't on meds.
Yeah.
God hadn't invented them yet.
Yeah.
And then God's like, what the hell? And curses Cain. And then he says that your crops will no longer yield. Now, reading this now, I'm thinking, was he doing this because he was mad at Cain? Or was he doing it because he didn't like Cain's fruit? And he's just like, I need to stop this guy from growing stuff because it's not very good.
Yeah, maybe. He was just like a bad farmer. Yeah,
he was a bad farmer. Or he was a fine farmer and just, you know, God didn't like tomatoes or something.
That's true.
And he's like, stop bringing me tomatoes.
Yeah.
they didn't have tomatoes then. Did they there?
Well, I'm sure they had everything's made up, so you
that's
might
true.
As well. Like, and the funny thing is, like, immediately they have crops, and they have they're not a hunter gatherer society. Mm-hmm. Like, they're immediately
you got crops,
a
you're good.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah,
And then God curses him and says you'll be a restless wanderer, which is really funny. That's like some old cowboy shit, you know, like Willie Nelson or something. But then Cain folds immediately.
Yeah.
He's immediately like, oh, well, this fucking sucks. If anyone sees me, just have him kill me. Like, what?
Jeez.
This guy is like so extreme.
Yeah.
He's, I don't know, he's extra.
Yeah.
Extra. But then God is just like, that ain't happening. If anyone kills you, I'm going to punish them even more. How petty is that?
Yeah. And where did these people come from? Because it's Cain and Abel.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be the first dudes, right?
And, yeah.
But also there's societies out there.
Well, that's the thing. Like, things just kind of keep happening. And then we start getting into where people are living. And then Mark's Cain, and then he lives in Nod, east of Eden. Again, everything's east of Eden.
Yeah.
I'm still not 100% sure where Eden is.
Yeah.
And then he gets Jackson a wife. County, they Missouri. Have a kid. And then right after that, it's just like, they have a kid. And then the kid builds a city? What is his timeline?
As one does. Yeah.
What is it's happening?
Crazy. Yeah. I should stop using the word crazy. I know it's not. Yeah. But yeah.
I don't get, like, so we have two people. They have two kids. One of the kid gets murdered. And then the other one marries somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know where this other person came from. And then builds a city?
Yeah.
What is it? What?
Yeah. The way it was always told to me was that Adam and Eve had like a ton of kids, but these are just the ones they talk about.
So then the kids are just having sex with each other?
Yeah.
Is that what it's saying?
Yeah.
So it's all a bunch of incest siblings. And yeah. Everything's happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it doesn't. None of it makes sense.
Okay. I'm just really so confused by this timeline because yeah. They say all this, and then right after that's when they start going into this like who birthed who.
Yeah.
And like so and so birthed so and so, and then we're only going to name a couple of the people that are important for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then they have kids, and they're like, oh, this is the kid who does this, and this is the kid who does this.
Yeah.
Where it's like, all right, sure. Launches into his wives, blah blah blah, bronze and iron. Who was this one now? Sorry, I'm getting a little... Lamech, is that it? Lamech?
Lamech, maybe?
Lamech, he has two wives, Zillah and Ada.
Okay.
But then he says to them, he's just like, I killed a dude, and if Cain is avenged seven times, then I'm avenged 77 times.
Wow.
What is happening? He's just making up these rules for things?
Yeah, weird. Because like seven in the Bible, there's a lot of like numerology there.
Yeah.
Because like, Jesus says, no, don't forgive them seven times, forgive them 77 times. Or in some translations, seven times seven. But like...
Here, let's see if I can find it. No, I don't know his wife.
70 times seven.
Okay. Yeah. And then Kenan... Yeah, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Hearken to what I say. I have slain a man for wounding me, a young man for striking me. If Cain is avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 77-fold.
Crazy.
And then they don't follow up on what that means.
Yeah.
And it just goes, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and called him Seth to replace Abel, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's what they said. Oh, they got another child instead of Abel because Cain killed him.
Well, that's where the band Avenged Sevenfold got their name.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
From that passage, yeah.
Huh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. And then people start calling on the Lord. Back to... I had more here, I thought. Abandoned the son. Oh, I skipped a page, that's why. Because then it just goes back to them having sex. And then Adam, Noah, more lineage, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I made mankind, male and female... And then the men just were like marrying people willy-nilly. And God's like, these guys are fucked. I'm just going to kill everybody.
Yeah, God hates us immediately.
Yeah. Because, well, maybe not. Because at first there's just like a ton of people. And they're like, oh, and then when he was 130, he had a kid. And then he lived another 900 years.
Yeah.
And then so-and-so was 110. And then he had a kid. And then he lived another 900 years.
Yeah.
And then it's just like... Okay, so everyone's living almost 1,000 years, and then God's worried that they're getting all, like, I don't know, sinful. And he's like, there's a lot of wickedness, and I want to kill it. And then he declares then that mortals will only live 120 years, because I guess they've been living too long.
Yeah.
And he realized it was bad. Is that kind of what I'm reading?
Yeah. No, that's right. Yeah.
He's like, people are too old. And yeah. I hate them. So let's do 120 years, see if that's better. It's not.
No.
They're still shitty. And then he's just like, you know what? I made something bad and I regret it. So I'm going to just destroy everything.
Yeah, he like, a good craftsman, what is it? What's the line? A good craftsman doesn't blame his tools or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, if you're making crappy stuff, if you're making terrible stuff, you don't blame the terrible stuff for their terribleness.
Yeah.
God's the one who made us. He can't get mad. Sorry. He can't get mad about our reactions because it's his flawed design. He's the one that put the snake in the garden. He's the one that put the tree in the garden. Like, sorry, bud. This is your fault.
That's also is a One Piece thing. Tom, the shipwright who created, he built Gold Roger's ship, Gold D. Roger's ship. He says something because there's a whole story with another character named Frankie and about him. He regrets building all these ships, and he's saying a craftsman should never abandon his works, and you need to be proud of what you're doing because they weren't built to be evil. It's people who are doing the terrible things with them, and you always have to stand behind your things. And
And that's how I feel about the nukes I make. Yeah,
this guy. Not doing it.
Not doing it.
Not doing it.
God's a bad craftsman.
He just decides that but he can make a watch.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing.
That's
right?
The whole watchman's watchmaker argument. Yeah, God makes watches and puts them in forests.
Yeah, he just decides like, oh, people are wicked and I'm going to kill everyone.
Yeah.
And all the animals and all the birds and all the plants and everything.
Yeah.
I'm just going to reset everything.
Just going to,
He's like playing The Sims and then he just deletes his save file.
And yet God's pro-life?
Yeah, he is pro-life. But then... for some reason, Noah gets his favor. Total kiss ass.
Yeah.
And that's as far as I got this time because I'm like, I feel like we got to get into Noah.
Yeah.
He needs his own.
Noah will be his own episode.
Noah needs his own thing.
Yeah.
But like, what a strange start to a book.
Yeah.
It just kind of like flies through an unknown amount of time. Oh, I guess there is like a slightly known amount of time, I guess.
Millions of years.
An arbitrary couple hundred, couple thousand, I guess, maybe.
Yeah. And did you get to Methuselah?
They're in there, they were in the lineage.
Right, yeah. Because that's the oldest one.
But they were they? Because they lived to 969 years, I think.
Yeah, 69.
I know, nice. But all the other ones were around 900 something, too.
I think they said he's the oldest in the Bible, but...
Because I always heard that too, Methuselah, the oldest, and then I saw the name show up a few times, but there was nothing remarkable about what was said in it yet, so maybe that comes back later.
Yeah, no, it comes back in the Darren Aronofsky Noah movie.
Oh, yeah.
God
was
just setting that up.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah. Is he in Noah?
What's that?
Methuselah's in Noah?
Anthony Hopkins plays him,
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Anyways, folks, you've all been lovely.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Send in the clowns.
Those Laffy Daffy clowns.
Bye, everybody. Have a safe month.
Work, 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 Skyman.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.